Well, once more I say welcome to another Neil's Minute. I'm preparing to go to Australia for a month. Some of the ministry will be in Aboriginal community. Some of it will be in Perth and some in Adelaide and Loxton area. Getting a lot of notices from people, be who you are, just encouragements that this trip is of God, which, yes, we knew, but it's always good to be encouraged that what you're hearing is good. I think every ministry in Christ, every coffee, every meal that you share with someone in Christ and about Christ is an important meeting. It's not about size or numbers. It's about the Holy Spirit and impacting their lives and causing them to encounter Christ, to move them from encountering you to a place where Jesus leaves them with something that they're never going to forget or get away from. So in this last month or so of, it seems like, spiritual preparation or God just cleaning all the slate to the present moment, I don't have an expectation of how or what God is going to do. I have truly an anticipation of God. I know that I have seen the picture of being in this place for 21 years, and it's finally showed up the way it showed up, the way it's coming together. When I try and put my hand to figuring something out and going, well, I'm going to need this, and he just goes, be still, this is my trip. And he has brought everything that's possible way beyond my possibilities into play to create this trip. I think people have already been changed from it, and we haven't even left. I leave next Tuesday, and I get back the 22nd of July. There's an undue amount of the enemy's interference and destructive methods to distract and divide. And like everyone else, there are times when I think I very possibly get caught up in the flesh, and then it becomes a battle, and then it becomes separations or distractions or divisions. then you have to work through all this and get back to, what is God saying? What is he doing? What is he... What is he bringing me to? The emptiness seems to be a little more profound. Before taking trips, I never prepare. I don't prepare with a message for a trip. I don't take a bunch of study material with me. I read. I'm in the Bible. I'm in the Spirit talking with him about Scripture. I have my days when I just minister unto the Lord. There is no singing involved with me. It's a place of sacrifice and emptiness to sit with him, not even needing him to do anything or desiring anything from him other than just being in his presence. And this seems to be a more profound than I have experienced in a period of time. I think that if I were to really sum up everything God's saying, it's, this is mine, you know, and you're the one I chose to do this. So whether it's one person, 50 people, 100 people, I don't care. I just really don't. I know that my schedule is being set by God. I know that my time will be used by God. I know that I'm going to be changed. I know that others are going to be changed, and God's kingdom is going to come in some way through what we're going to do, we, the Holy Spirit and me and Jesus. The timing of his distractions, the level of division that he's trying to cause is unprecedented to me. It's just been like, are you kidding me? And yet, in the midst of all of it, I continually see God's presence. I continually, even though I get into a place of unrest or distracted busyness, he always brings me back to, wait, what did I tell you? You know, I chose you. This is the time for this to be fulfilled. This is the year after 21 years of having this vision in my head. This is the time when you're going to at least see the start of it fulfilled. Okay. I'm excited. I truly am excited. There's things I'm going to do that I have not done in Australia. Everybody believes Australia is a Christian country, but it's just like America in that sense. It's not really a Christian country. There are a lot of good Christians in both places, but we need another move of God to show us his kingdom and to bring our eyesight in line with the truth. I know he's doing that with me. I know that this is nothing else that's important between he and I, but it's already other people have been changed. There's already other people that are being involved. So anyway, Neil's Minute. Neil's Minute with God. I don't know how and why God has continued to honor me with his presence. There's a song out, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody that saved my soul. I've sang that song since it came out because it's kind of the way I feel about myself. And I'm not putting myself down, and I'm not, you know, being a woe with me. No, I just know that in the scheme of God's creation, I'm a nobody. I mean, I have only one thing that makes changes in life, and that is telling everybody all about Jesus. I don't belong to any specific church. I'm a Christian. God started with me at the age of 11 or before. The journey has been profound, hard, simple, anointed, in spite of everything the enemy and the flesh has thrown, I'm still walking with him, and it's an amazing trip. This trip that I'm coming on, God is truly speaking to me that, don't worry, Neil, I'm going to open your mouth and I will put my words in it. And then he said, remember what I told you, that you're going to open your mouth and speak, and I'm going to make your words my words. Not, I'm going to put my words in you, I'm going to make your words my words. And that's a pretty exciting place to be sitting in, knowing that his words are the only words that have life. And then he says that he's sending us just like Jesus was sent. And our words do matter. There's life and death in the power of the tongue. Our tongue. All of creation is awaiting the revealing of the sons of God. How are we going to be revealed? We have to look like Jesus. There has to be a spiritual manifestation when you walk in the room or you even contemplate going somewhere that it starts. That God's Spirit begins to move in the mountains and the hills and the valleys and the hearts of men to create a space for his kingdom that we are to bring. Hallelujah. Well, if I was to say anything, I keep trying to think, you know, what is God really saying? But he's saying all these things I've just finished speaking. And I think the biggest one for me saying is, I've got this, Neil. I've got this. This is me and you. Nobody else is really important in our relationship but me and you. Their opinions, their thoughts about who you are, all of those things are not the key. The key is me and you walking together down a road to seek and save the lost and destroy the works of the enemy. I got a smile on my face right now because I have no clue what that looks like. Every time I walk with him, there is a new expression of who he is. I have prayed so many times, that I will never be satisfied, Jesus, until I awaken your likeness and see your face in righteousness. And all the world is waiting for you to be revealed. All of the world is waiting for the sons of God to manifest you. So whatever it takes, whatever it costs, Lord, I don't care. I don't care what it takes, what it costs, just so your kingdom is magnified and comes to earth and bears fruit. I pray that during the next month, which I don't know if I will get to do O'Neill's minutes over there or not, I tend to get lost in the moment. But I pray your lives would be fully, fully surrendered to Jesus and that he would move mountains in front of you, make a level place for you, but also cause you to change people's lives. Cause them to encounter Jesus, not just to know about Jesus. Without an encounter, there is no change. If you truly are repentant, there is going to be a change, and that change can only come when they encounter Jesus, because your words are not going to work. It has to be your words filled with God's words. As you speak, knowing that you have surrendered everything to the Holy Spirit and that you're not going to edit or add to anything that God speaks or does. So I pray for you that this be a real fruitful season. I know that by the time I get back, there's going to be so much change everywhere. I know this is a season of drastic change. Encounters we haven't even thought about. Messages we don't have a clue exist. And adversarial encounters, I'm pretty sure they're going to increase because God wants to show himself strong through us. So blessings on you, blessings upon what God puts your hand to do, and may you find favor in his sight as you reach out to be who you don't have a clue of how to be, and that's the Son of God that looks like Jesus. Live each day going, I do nothing or say nothing, but unless the Father tells me. Blessings. Oh, yeah. And any prayer that you lift up for God's presence to touch the mountains and the enemy's strongholds in Australia, I pray you would pray for me to seek in an incredible way amongst the people. It is called the Great Southland of the Holy Spirit, so I believe he didn't have it called that for nothing.